Hi there,
Hello?
Vita. Hi there, Vita. My name is Lupa, speaking on a recorded line. I'm calling in regards for the Depo Provera lawsuit in court. Please don't need some assistance, Vita.
Yeah, can you hold on 1 second?
No worries, yeah. Take your time.
On Kinlock Bravo, grim-faced Harris sits in Magnus's office.
After the explosion, what happened then?
Harris spots Coke glaring at him through the window.
If you deal with me, I can deal with him.
Harris glances at Coke again, then to Magnus.
After the explosion, we managed to kill them all. We'd already lost a lot in the fire. And the SPV came in. Close. It hit and went down. His life over there. How'd you get out? You almost didn't.
One more second, all right? I didn't forget you.
No, no, no worries.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. It's like, I'm like, you're lucky I answered the phone. It's like I rarely answer the phone for people that I don't know.
Oh, no worries. Well, thank you for answering the call. Quick question. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit, Vita?
And who are you again?
Yeah, my name is Lupe. I'm speaking on a recorded line once again. I'm just an intake specialist. What I do on my end is basically fill out an intake form. We basically fill it out together. At the end of the intake form, I send over some documents that require some signatures. But we work with the Mass Tort Group law firms. The one we're working for right now is called A4D. They're a Mass Tort Group law firm. It's totally different from a class action. But yeah, basically what we do, we fill out the intake. If you qualify, we start the intake and we fill it out. As soon as we're done with it, it should only take to like 15 to 20 minutes, shouldn't take too long. I submit it, send some documents over. As soon as you sign them, it'll take like a couple of business days for the attorneys to reach out to you to let you know the next steps, and that's basically it. And there's no upfront charge or anything like that, yeah.
And you said this is for the Depo Provera.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, the Depo Provera lawsuit. Alrighty.
Yes, I don't mind.
Okay, no worries. So, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim, Vita?
No.
No worries. And then, so you are willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, aka you haven't signed any documents with another law firm. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Alrighty. And then you'll be filing this claim for yourself. That is correct as well, correct?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then, were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
I'm really sorry to hear that. And then, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then, sorry to ask this, but was a meningioma of the brain or the spine?
No, it was with the brain.
Brain. Okay, I see. Thank you so much for confirming that. And then, what would be the date of the diagnosis when they told you were diagnosed with a meningioma?
Hold on a second. November 22nd, 2003.
2003?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, you have a great memory. You even remember the day.
Yeah, I was trying. That's why I say hold on 1 second, because I was like, trying to remember, and then I remember 22nd. It's like my birthday. Yeah.
On November? I see. Yeah, I see. And that's going to be my next question. Can I get your date of birth? I'm assuming it's on November, correct?
No. My date of birth is July 22nd.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So your birth... Yeah. Oh, I get you. I understand what you meant by that now.
That's why I say hold on 1 second. And I was like, okay.
1967?
Yes.
All right, so I got 7 for July of the month, and then 22 for the day, and then the year, I got 1967. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
1967.
Yeah, 1967. Thank you for that. And then next question is just for a referral. Do you know anyone else who was also injured by using Depo Provera?
That you would tell me to try to rack my brains, and
No worries.
I don't know if any. Right now, I have to think about it.
Yeah, no, you're fine. If you don't know anyone else, it's totally fine. But if you end up coming across anyone that's been affected, I'm going to be providing you with my direct number. So feel free to give my direct number to anyone who may have been affected, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then did you use the name brand injectable Depo Provera?
The injectable.
Okay. It was the name brand, correct? Depo Provera?
Yes, Depo Provera.
Alrighty. Yes. And then which injectable did you use? Do you recall if it was just Depo Provera or do you recall if it was called Depo Sub Q Provera? Do you remember?
I know it was Depo Provera
by Pfizer. Okay, so it was just Depo Provera, I see. And then, so you never used the generic version, it seems like, correct? Did you use a Pfizer?
Yeah.
Okay, so no generic version, I see.
And I used to, you know, I went by my doctor's office, you know, so they administer it, so they will have all the, you know.
I see. No worries. So you used Depo Provera for the injectable. You didn't use the generic version, so I put no. And then did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, I used it for 3 years.
For 3 years, I see. Okay. And then within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
No worries. And then...
Yeah, because it's done every 3 months.
Okay, yeah, I see. Alrighty. And then did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
I started in September of 2000.
Okay, no worries. So you did use it after the year 1992, so that would be a yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So you started in 1992 of September, I overheard, correct?
Oh, yes, September.
2000. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Yeah, no, yeah. 2000. I'm sorry. I got thrown off when I said the 1992. I apologize.
Yeah.
So you said that was September of 2000. Do you recall the day, or is it just safe to put the 1st of September of 2000?
Yeah. Then you asked me now.
It's been a while.
Yeah. I can give you a specific date.
No, it's okay. It's a long time ago. That's why I always mention to you know, people who I speak with, always the 1st, if that's okay with them, since it's been a while back. So I understand that.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so I'm going to put September 1st of 2000 when you first started using Depo.
Like I said, September 2000, because you understand, I don't, you know, remember.
It's just an estimate. Yeah, it's just an estimate. No,
yeah,
I totally understand. It's been a while.
I don't know September the 1st or 2000, if it was a Sunday or a Saturday.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
I don't remember.
No, yeah, that's what, when the attorneys pull up the medical records, everything will be provided. So that should be fine, okay? So
yes.
I have for your estimation when you first started, September 1st of 2000. And then what would be when you stopped? Because I overheard you said you used it for 3 years. Was it in 2003?
Yes, in 2003, October.
October of 2003. Okay, thank you for that. And would you like me to put the 1st of October of 2003 as well, like the 1st of that month?
No, I mean, I prefer you just leave it October 2003.
Oh,
like
no,
because,
yeah, no, it's fine. It's just an estimation. We have to put a date because yeah.
Like I said, I can't remember.
Okay. No, it's fine.
Specifically, yeah.
It's okay. You want me to just put the 1st in? Is that okay for me to put that since you don't recall what day it was?
I don't remember the exact date, yeah.
Okay.
All I know is in October.
No worries. So I put the 1st of each month, okay, when you started and when you stopped. So I put September 1st of 2000 when you started and then October 1st of 2003 when you stopped, okay? So no worries on that. Thank you for that. And then just for the recorded line, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Of course, female.
Of course. Thank you for confirming that. Sorry, I had to say it for the recorded line.
Yeah, I know.
No worries. And then can you confirm your marital status? Is it single, married, divorced, widowed?
Single.
And then out of the spelling of your first name, just confirm if it's correct. I got V-E-E-D-I-A for your first name?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you for that, Vida. Put that here for you. And then do you have a middle name so I can put the initial here for you?
V like in Victor, too.
Okay, V. Okay. Thank you. V is like in Victor, right? So just V?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for that.
Yeah, my name is VVS.
All right. And then your last name I got here spelled as S-E-E-D-A-T-H.
Yes.
Thank you for that. Alrighty, thank you. Alright, and there's no suffix in your name, correct? Like a junior, senior, the second, the third?
Oh, no.
Alrighty. No worries. And then, in order for the attorneys to pull up your medical records, can you please provide me with your social security? And if you don't feel safe giving your full social, you can always just provide me with the last four, okay, Vita?
Yes, 0473.
0403?
No, 0473.
Okay, 0473. Okay, thank you for that. All right, and then I have an email here on fire already. Just please confirm if it's correct. I have VEEDIASEEDATH@yahoo.com.
Yes.
All righty, and then I have a primary phone number here on file as well. Just confirm if it's correct. 201-681-9951. Is that correct?
Yes.
All righty. And then is this a mobile phone number?
Yes, that's all I have.
All right, no worries. And then basically what's going to happen, like I said before, after we're done with this intake, we're almost done here, I'm going to hit the submit button. It's going to send over some documents that require some signatures. After you sign them, it's going to take a couple of business days for the attorneys to reach out to you. What's the best contact preference for you? Would it be a phone call, a text message, or an email from the attorneys?
I mean, either or.
Okay, it only lets me choose one, unfortunately. So what's the best preference for you?
So, let me ask you a question. So if, mm-hmm. if I say text, what does that mean? They just tell me to reach back out to them?
That's actually a great question. I've never been asked that, but I'm pretty sure when they text you, they're just going to present themselves, letting them know who they are. And then I'm pretty sure they're going to let you know if they can call you or some type of way. Maybe they can even, just communicate in texting, but I believe they'll try to contact you and let you know if it's okay to call you maybe. But if not, they'll probably just text you. But it's just totally up to you.
Because I don't know, because like I said, I'll take the chances like to answer phone. You
okay.
understand?
No
so
worries.
I mean I'll take
I
the
understand.
Chance to answer phone, but I really
okay.
I really answer phone numbers that I don't like.
I see.
Guess I'm just having to answer your phone.
No worries.
You know?
I understand, Vita. I'm totally the same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you could
put text.
You could put phone call.
Oh, phone? Okay.
Put phone call.
Alrighty.
I'll just know like in the next couple of days.
Yeah, and if not,
on the phone.
And like I said before, I'm going to be providing you my direct number. If they don't reach out to you in a couple of business days, I mean, New Year's is coming up. Maybe that would affect a little bit of the business days. But if they don't reach out to you, feel free to text me or even call me on my direct number. Be like, hey, they haven't contacted me. I want to get an update. And I can even live transfer you to them if they're taking longer than they're supposed to.
Oh, okay. All right, guys.
So okay.
Hold one second.
Okay.
Let me just put this information.
Okay. You want to take my direct number? Now, I was going to text you at the end of the call.
Just hold one second. All right, so I'll know. Okay. So one second. I'm just trying to get to write this down. So what's your name again?
My name is Lupe. I can spell it out for you. It's L.
One second.
Mm-hmm.
Today's
take your time.
Today's
the 27th of December, yeah.
All right, then. So your name is Lupe, L.
L-U as umbrella, P as in Peter. E as in elephant, Lupe.
Oh, normally you hear a girl named Lupe.
Yeah, I get that a lot. No worries. I actually get that a lot. Yeah.
What's your background? I know it's Hispanic,
Hispanic. Yeah, no, I was born here, but my parents were born in Mexico. In Michoacán.
Yeah, that's weird because the name is Lupe. I mean, maybe you're the only Lupe. But now it's like...
Uh-huh.
In a male, you understand? Because
mm-hmm.
I know that a lot of people certain names are like you know, by gender you can use it or you
mm-hmm.
unisex
exactly.
or whatever.
Exactly.
But like some people name it their kid James because they didn't know, you know, their father died, his name was James. So they don't know if they're going to have one child or nothing or the name Drew.
No,
you
that
know,
makes sense. No, yeah. And that's funny because I get that a lot. So no worries. You're not the first person that's ever told me that.
But you have other family members in male that is Lupe?
Yeah, actually, not a lot. It's not, but you'll be surprised, though. There actually be a lot of actually male people named Lupe. But you'll be surprised.
Yeah, because I know it's like in certain heritage, you know, they'll always like, they'll name like their kid, like my neighbor, his name is Lupe, Luis Lopez. So he named his kid Luis Lopez, but not Luis Lopez Jr., but Lupe. Lopez the second. So I'm I have a thing about that. I think every kid should have a unique name. I don't mind if you add a name to the kid, like you understand, like a family name, you understand?
Yeah, like a junior or senior, yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind if you put it like in the middle portion, but like as far as
the main, and the worst thing about me, I don't even have a middle name. It's just,
exactly. So it's like, to me, it's like your name should say something. Like if your parents were like, never had a kid, or like, I don't know if you were married or not, but like, you know, I don't know your age or anything like that, but like say if you and your partner, you and your wife, you know, were trying religiously to try to have a kid, and it was like so hard, and you guys were praying, you know, to have a healthy, blessed child one day. You understand? God bless you. And and to me, it's like if you were praying on that, and you were praying like you're sort of like a saint
that's how my story kind of went. On my name, sorry, I don't want to go.
Topic. I'm sorry, but... I know we went way off, but you understand what I'm saying? It's like,
no, totally understand what you're saying.
It should be like, you know, Ukraine, you know,
for this, because
whatever.
For Catholics, they praise the Virgin Mary, which her name was Guadalupe.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of there's kind of like a background story with my name.
I understand. I like. All right. I had converted to Catholicism, right?
Yeah.
I did that in my 20s, but I knew I probably was going to change my religion, right? Even though I was brought up in a Hindu home, and I was baptized. My parents did my, you know, I had a prayer, and I was, you know, with a priest and everything. So I, for Hinduism, but my grandfather on my mother's side, he was from a Hindu home, but he always had a Bible, and he you know, believe in that.
Yeah.
And I went to Presbyterian school, but my parents, you know, they, even though they're Hindu and they grew up in a Hindu home, they also went to church. You understand? So you go, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what extension, it's still, you're still praying to God. So
exactly.
We always have to also a Bible. And my mom and my dad, go rest their soul, you know. When we were younger and I was living in Trinidad, my country, my parents, any religious service, it didn't matter who it was or what it was, if it was close by, they we went. So we were exposed to a lot of stuff. But when I was younger, I had like a strong connection to like Mary Magdalene.
Yeah.
So when as an adult, and I did my baptism, my communion, my confirmation was all in one, and I was talking to the priest because I was doing the one-to-one, and he's like, "What day would you want to do all of this?" I was like, "Is it possible?" I said, please, can we do it on my birthday?
Yeah.
Right? And I looked at him, and he's like, "When is your birthday?" I said, "July the 22nd. And I went, and I was on the desk, and I pointed at his calendar, and guess whose day is July 22nd? Mary Magdalene. Boom.
I see.
So that's like I have a thing about like when you take when you do your communion and confirmation, and you know when you do that and you choose a name.
I see.
It has to meet, you know. I don't know. Maybe I'm different. I don't know.
You're fine. All right. But going off. Okay. Going back into the intake. You wanted my direct name. Number, right? Oh, my last name. My last name. Yeah, my last name is Piedra. It's P-I-E.
I-E.
D-R-A.
D, like in David.
Yeah, R as in Robert, and then A as in apple.
So P-I-E.
Yeah, as in pie. Yeah, like pie.
Yeah.
And then D-R-A. Yeah, there you go. You said it right. Yeah, you actually said it pretty good. All right. And then, yeah, my direct number, whenever you're ready, let me know. I can,
yes, I am ready.
949-691-1548.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to repeat it.
Yeah.
948, right?
949.
Nine four nine six nine one one five four eight.
Correct. And then I'm going to be texting you at the end of the call. So you're going to be receiving a text message with my name and then providing you the attorney's number and name, okay? So I'll be texting you too.
Beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful. So I'll have that down so I can
store
that. So this way, when I would not, I collect other phone calls, but at least when I see that number pop up, I will do it. Lupe, can I say something? What is your company name again?
Well, the company I work for is called Mass Tort, like T-O-R-T, Strategies.
So M-A-S.
M-A-S-S. There's two S's. So it's Mass.
Mass.
And then Tort. And then Strategies.
T-A-U-R?
Oh, no. T-O-R-T. Yeah, Mass Tort. Yeah, and then Strategies after. Mm-hmm.
All right, then. 1 second.
No worries. Take your time.
S-S-T-R-A. Am I going to spell Strategy incorrect? I spell Strategy.
I got you right here, actually. It's a S.
You have to look it up.
No, no. It's S-T-R.
Uh-huh.
A-T.
Okay, that's where.
And then E,
right,
and then
E
G. Perfect.
All right, then. Thank you.
You're welcome. And then I'm gonna be texting you the attorney information as well, but I can give it to you as well if you want to write that down, if that's helpful for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So write down. This is for the law firm name, okay? So that's the company I work for, and then the law firms we're working with. This is the name, okay? They're gonna be representing you. It's A4D.
Okay. A like an apple.
Yeah. A as an apple, and then the number 4.
Uh-huh.
And then D.
D like in David.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then it's gonna be after that, it's gonna be a hyphen.
Okay.
Like a dash. And then it's going to be after the hyphen, you're going to space it. And then it's Pawlowski. It's going to be P as in Peter, U as in umbrella, L as in Lima, A as in apple, S as in sky, K as in kite, I as in igloo. So that's Pawlowski.
Okay.
And then it's going to be another hyphen.
Uh-huh.
And then after the hyphen, it's going to be the phone number, okay? Are you ready for the phone number?
Yes.
It's 909. The area code is 909. And then after, it's 906.
1 second. 909.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, it's 906.
I only have access to one.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, it's 3862. I don't know if you want.
It's 909-906-3962, right?
Oh, 3862. So you're good. It's just the last thing.
Yeah. 3 6. No, repeat the last 4.
3862.
3862. Okay.
Perfect.
What's the lawyer name?
There's no really a lawyer name, I believe.
Then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when they call you out, they're going to be presenting themselves. So you'll be getting their information down. Okay.
Okay. Then. So then I'll just put law firm.
Perfect. Exactly.
Yeah. So that's what I'll do. Law firm.
Firm.
Okay.
Yeah.
You said that you're going to be sending. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Continue what we're doing on the intake. What's the best time of day for them to call you?
It doesn't matter.
Does it matter? Okay, so I have 3 options here. It says morning, afternoon, or evening. Which one would you want me to put down? Just to like...
Then put afternoon then.
Afternoon? Okay, no worries. Can you provide me with your home address?
2267 Wilson, Wilson Avenue, Fairview, Fairview. Fairview.
Oh, Fairview. I see. Oh, I found it here. Thank you so much. You made it so much easier to look it up by you spelling it out. And then is this a house or is there like apartment letter or number or
no,
unit number?
House.
Okay,
a
no
house.
Worries. Thank you for that. So I'm going to repeat it one more time, okay? So I have 267 Wilson Avenue, Fairview, Bergen County. It's B-E-R-G-E-N. Uh-huh. And then New Jersey, 07022.
Yes.
Perfect. Alrighty. And then was the Depo Provera administrated by a doctor or medical staff or by yourself?
Yes, medical staff.
Medical staff, okay.
It's
asking, how many times was the injured party injected with the product? So in total for those 3 years that you used it, so did you use it for those 3 years consistently, like every 3 months,
yes.
those 3 years? Okay,
yes.
So would it be 4 times per year? So we multiply 4 times 3, that would be 12 times in total. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Okay, so 12. And then it's asking here, what is the name of the duck?
One second. Okay.
Okay. No worries. Thank you for that. You're
no,
just trying to confirm on your end.
I did the calculation too in my head.
No worries. Thank you for that. You're just double making sure. I like that. And then what is the name of the doctor / medical staff member that administrated the Depo Provera? Do you remember the medical staff?
No.
No, it's okay.
Because that's like a long time ago, and you know sometimes different nurses.
It's okay. I'll just put down medical staff. And then...
Yeah. You should just put nurse, you know, because you know how people work different times sometimes
no worries.
In the doctor office and stuff
like
that.
That makes sense. It's been a while ago, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
No worries.
Yeah, you're talking about a long time.
Yeah, exactly.
If you tell me about
2003, that was like...
Exactly. And then sometimes they have so many different staff. Like,
exactly.
I don't remember
too many doctors sometimes that come in and out.
Yeah.
I get you. So what is the name of the facility where the Depo Provera was administrated? Do you remember the name of the facility?
Yes. That was in Inglewood Inglewood Hospital.
Inglewood Hospital. Found it here. Radiology department?
No.
I don't know why it came up
that's
like that.
That's the gynecology.
Oh, okay. Let me put Inglewood Hospital gynecology. Was it a medical center?
It's a hospital.
Let me see. Inglewood Hospital in New Jersey.
I know. Let me see something.
I found it here.
Is it
at 350 Ingle Street, Inglewood?
Yeah, I think so. I just forgot. I went there not too long ago to do a test. Oh my God,
No worries. No worries. I have the address on Google. I found it here. It's in Inglewood Hospital. It's exactly the name you called it. Inglewood Hospital, and then the address is in 350 Ingle Street.
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah. So I found it here. I got the address here for you as well, okay? Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Alrighty. And then it's asking for prescribing doctor name. Who's your prescribing doctor? Is this your family?
One second. From the GYN doctor.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
It's okay.
Elizabeth. And it's a Jewish name. Jeffer. I can spell it for you. I forgot. Probably my pronounce it incorrect, if that's okay.
Yeah, spell it out for me, please.
Yeah. It's C. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. S like in Sam.
Mm-hmm.
C like in Charlie. H like in house. E like in Edward. F like in Frank. F.
F F? Oh, I found her. Wait, New Jersey. Yeah, I found her right away. Thank you for that. I even found her middle name.
Sometimes I have like I might pronounce the name or like how I just turned like the telephone number. Like
no worries.
Yeah, maybe I have dyslexia and I never really got it.
And then is your prescribing doctor in Inglewood Hospital as well?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that. Makes it much easier. Just going to put the same facility and address. Thank you. Put the number here as well. Alrighty. And then what would be the pharmacy where you pick up your prescriptions? Is it Walgreens, CVS?
CVS.
CVS? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me put that down here. It's going to be asking for an address for that CVS. Do you remember the street name? I can probably help you find it.
Yeah. Yes, because that's the one I use all the time.
Okay.
It is 215 Bergen.
Bergen?
Yeah, B-E-R-G-E-N. Bergen Boulevard.
Oh, Fairview. Mm-hmm. It came up right away. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
215 Bergen Boulevard for review for that CVS. Thank you. That's a CVS. Got the pharmacy number right here as well on Google. Perfect. Alrighty. And then what was the method of the diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, or both? Do you recall?
I know that they did blood work for me.
Blood work, okay.
Like their blood test. And they did a CT scan and a biopsy.
And a biopsy, okay. So, I'll put CT, alrighty. And then, do you recall the diagnosing doctor?
And a biopsy.
And a biopsy, okay. Thank you for that. And then, what would be the diagnosing doctor name? The doctor who diagnosed you and told you you were diagnosed with the meningioma. Was that Elizabeth or would that be another doctor?
No, that was a different doctor.
Do you recall the name? If not, it's okay.
Hold on a second.
Take your time.
Hold on a second. I know that the...
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second.
Take your time. I don't want to rush.
One second. I'm trying to remember something. Right. It was a doctor, what's his name? One second. Let me see. Let's try to remember his name.
Take your time. You're doing a great job.
Yeah. A doctor, Christopher.
Christopher. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Kellner.
Can you spell
that? E like in Edward, L like in love, N like in Nancy, E like in Edward, and R like in Ralph.
Okay. New Jersey. I'll find them right away for you, okay? Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, found them right away. Christopher Kellner.
Yeah.
Yep, found them right here. Thank you for that. Really helpful. All righty. And then diagnosing facility name, was that in let me see. That Inglewood Hospital as well, Christopher Kellner? Was
no,
the
Christopher, he was from Mount Sinai.
Oh, I see what you mean. Mount Sinai Hospital, right?
Yeah.
Hospital, New Jersey. I'll find it here for you right away. Why is the address not coming up? System.
He's in Astoria. The hospital is in Astoria, Mount Sinai, in Queens.
Oh, in Queens?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that came up right away. I was off. Yeah, Mount Sinai, Queens. Yeah, I found it. Is that 25?
Yeah.
25-10, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. 25-10, 30th Avenue, Long Island City, New Jersey, 11102, Mount Sinai, Queens.
30th Avenue, 25-10,
perfect.
30th
mm-hmm.
Avenue.
Perfect. So I got that. Okay. Is that where you were treated as well?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So that was going to be my next question as well, but let me fill this in for you. So I got the address.
Yeah, because when Dr. Elizabeth, you know, did the blood, the CAT scan and the biopsy, you understand?
Yeah.
It was done.
You got sent over?
Yeah.
She said
and I was diagnosed with the meningioma, with a brain tumor, I had to go to that doctor.
I see.
Yeah, because he's a
neurosurgeon.
Yeah.
I see.
Yes.
Thank you for that information. So we'll put neural. Neurosurgeon. And then, was there any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Oh, thank God. I'm glad to hear that. So I'm going to put no.
Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. And then I'm assuming the treating doctor name would be Christopher as well. Would that be a different one? Okay. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. I'm going to fill that in here. Get the facility name. Thank you. Got the address right here. Got the phone number right here. Alrighty. And then what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? Was it like any pain medication, any chemotherapy?
Well, they did the craniotomy. Right?
Oh, so they did surgery? Okay.
Yeah. And then they did also radiation therapy for me. I had 9 months of radiation therapy. Nine cycles.
9 months, 9 cycles. No worries. So I put radiation therapy, 9 cycles, you said, right, of that radiation therapy?
Yeah.
I'm going to put that. Cycles. All right. So radiation therapy, 9 cycles. And then what else did you say? Oh, surgery. There you go.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome.
Surgery. Alrighty. And then were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yeah.
Alrighty. And then it's asking here, I know it was a long time ago, so I can kind of help you out for the dates here. It's saying, what dates were you hospitalized for the meningioma? So that was in you were diagnosed in November 22 of 2003. Was that like a couple days after where you were hospitalized? Take your time.
I know the treatment date was like December the 1st.
December.
So,
also in December,
the
month coming up. I see.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah. I got my diagnosis on November the 22nd. And then my treatment started like in December the 1st. Yeah, you don't want to wait because holiday and stuff like that. No, that doesn't matter.
No worries. Alrighty. So I just put, because it says what date were you hospitalized for the meningioma? I'm going to just put 12.
It was 15 days.
December.
Yeah.
I just put December 1st of 2003 for now. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Now I understand why you put December the 1st, because at least, still.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, because they're going to be pulling up your medical records, so everything will be coming up. So you should be fine. These are all estimates.
Yeah.
The attorney should understand that this was a while ago, so it's kind of hard to kind of remember all this type of information, but you're doing a great job on your end, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, and then last two questions here. Do you have a copy of the medical records?
No, but I can get them for you from the hospital.
No worries. And then just an important question for that would be, you do know those medical records exist, correct?
Yes.
Alrighty, no worries. And then if you were to be able to obtain those medical records, what would be the best way for you to provide these medical records? Would it be by mail or electronically or both?
I could probably do either or, whichever one I have or what could be working at the moment,
Yeah, no worries. And then Last question, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where the clients have become unresponsive. So this is totally optional. Would you like to provide an emergency contact?
Not at the moment.
No worries.
Not at the moment because I have to, like, ask somebody if that's okay.
Okay with them?
Their time might be busy or they may not be in the country or something like that.
Okay.
But, something should happen to me,
okay.
You know, I'll have, like, you know, paperwork done for my... You know, who could be like an advocate for me? You understand?
Okay. Well, if you would like, I'm going to put in it because we have an additional notes on the section here. I'm going to put may provide emergency contact to attorneys. Is that okay? Or in the future? Or in the future? Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's put it like that, in the future.
Okay. May provide emergency contact.
Yeah. Because if anything, God forbid, something should happen to myself.
Incapacitated.
Oh, God forbid, I no longer exist in this world, but I have
exactly. Exactly. You wanted to go somewhere. Exactly.
My loved one will be, like, how do you say, will be doing
next
that on my behalf.
Oh, yeah, no worries. No worries. So I put may provide emergency contact in the future. Okay, so we're done here. All I have to do is hit the submit button. It's going to, you know, send over some documents, but I just want to make sure I didn't miss anything on my end, but everything looks good, okay, so far. So bear with me for like 30 seconds to a minute, okay? I'm going to put myself on mute and look over the intake, okay?
No problem.
All right, thank you so much. All righty, Vida.
Did you send me a text?
Yeah. It's under Guadalupe at Master Strategies.
Perfect.
So you did get it. I send it through both an email and text. But I'm going to be prepping up a text message to send over to you on my direct line, that number I provided to you, the 949. I'm going to be texting.
I was going to ask you, can you stay on the phone while I do
No, I was just about to offer. I'm gonna put myself on mute and then call me over if you need any help. All you have to do is click on the link. What I provided that message. Click on the link. It should take you to the DocuSign. And basically, all you have to do is hit next and then sign next, and then it's gonna provide some initials. And then when you're done, you should know when you're done because it's gonna let you press the finish button. Okay.
Okay.
I'll stay on the line though. Just let me know if you need help.
I prefer that you just stay on the line. This
okay.
Way.
No worries.
It's like,
better. Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, it's better and safer.
I got you. Just prepping up a text message here.
Okay. Oh, it's just like about two pages or three pages.
Yeah, it's not a lot.
Yeah. Okay, then.
That's all.
Okay. Let me see something. They said click here to continue. Let me just hit continue. Just then.
I just sent you a text message. You can avoid that while you...
Yeah. Then I have something said... start sending or signing today. Oh, a trial. I don't need that, right?
No. You just, you don't have to appear to court or anything like that. The attorney handles all that.
No. After I send it, they tell me continue, and then it says, "Doc, you sign."
Yeah.
To start and sign today.
Perfect.
And then it says like like a 30-day trial, I don't need to do that. I can exit off this page, right?
No, I believe you have to confirm every place. Can you repeat?
I think you should. Could you check? Because if I'm not mistaken, I did. It did say it was. Let me see something.
You're fine. I'm gonna check on my end.
Yeah. Yeah, it did say it was fine. I'm gonna check. No, I'm sorry.
It should say a finish. Let's see here.
Yeah,
I'm gonna check. Oh, okay. Let me check. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you're quick, Vita. You actually did not.
Yeah.
No worries. So, did you get my text message with the 949?
Let me see something.
You're fine. You should have gotten a copy of it as well.
Yes. I got it.
Let me check it out as well.
Yes, I got your text message. Let me see something. There's another text you sent me, like a retainer or something like that. I have to sign that, right?
Yeah. But everything looks like it's signed. Give me a second here. Let me check it out.
Yeah, I did. I did sign. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. No, everything looks great. Yeah, no, you're fine. I'm sorry. Yeah, I was just looking it over. So yeah, it should only take a couple of business days for the attorneys to reach out to you. If they don't, like I said, feel free to text me or call me, letting me know, and I can live transfer you to those attorneys. Okay.
Yeah. So should, all right. So I know, if they don't call me, they won't call me over the weekend, right?
No. They'll call you on a weekday. Yeah. You should
be fine. Either Monday or Tuesday, because some people will still be working Tuesday, even though it's New Year's Eve.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of wondering, because of the holidays coming, like that New Year's coming up, New Year's Eve is on Tuesday, and then New Year's is on Wednesday.
They still have Monday and they still have Tuesday.
Exactly.
Let's say half a day.
Yeah. So if they don't contact. If they don't contact you by, let's say next Monday, not this Monday coming up, but then next Monday.
Yeah.
Text me or call me and let me know, and I can try to I'll live transfer you to them, okay?
All right, then.
All righty.
So much.
Well, you're welcome. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you. Have a great day, okay? And a happy New Year's.
Yes, you too. Have a happy New Year.
All right. Thank you so much, Vita. Bye-bye. Have a blessed day.
Bye-bye.